เดี๋ยวนี้ I'm a kit freelance and I was working at WATG which is also a big interior architecture firm but I wanted an opportunity during the pandemic I think we talked about this but I had an opportunity to just really reflect and I felt that my mission in my purpose in this is to give back to the community andLucky thing that I can do freelance work. I'm actually working on a project up in Northern California now on a beach house. While I do that, I'm working on BON, which is the health and wellness eco village based on the joy of living in Laos. Based on the joy of village living in Laos, like our culture, one of the reasons why it's going to be in the high desert. So the area Joshua Tree and the desert here is...especially in California, because it's easy for me to travel and see and work on the project. It's known for its healing purposes. And I feel with what we as refugee and the Lao diaspora have experienced, there's a lot of healing, especially with trauma from the war, PTSD. I feel like we need a space for that. And also a place that would highlight our heritage,and the simplicity of just building a community. I grew up with a community of people that was the idea of Hakpanggan, Pioneer Town.
Pioneer Town.
Yeah, it's an up-and-coming area. It's you know, I don't know if you are that familiar with that area. Not a lot of people are, but it's an area that is known for a very healing energy, and that's one of the reasons I chose it. And the other reason is it may look barren and it may look desolate. It is a desert, but I feel if you look around, there's so much beauty and in it. And it feels very majestic at night with the stars and the sky. So as refugees, I feel like,Also, we come to this barren, this land of not knowing anything, and it's kind of harsh, but we make the best of it. Yes, it's going to be close. It's close to a lot of major cities. It's close to Los Angeles. It's about 2 hours from Los Angeles. It's about a couple hours from Las Vegas. You know, it's not that far from Northern California, in San Francisco. I think it's near Arizona as well.
You mean nothing around it, that place? Is it by itself?
Yes, exactly. So it's a place, I wanted to create a place, it's a destination where you come and you reflect and you reconnect with nature and really just experience it through the Lao lens and the Lao culture itself.
How many structures there right now that you built? Have you built it?
I haven't. We're still in the beginning concept phase right now. We are planning on having six structures, six individual pods on a 20-acre land. So it's going to be different components. It's going to be camping. It's going to also be, and then for people who are not comfortable camping, there'll be pods with all the accommodations, which are going to be, you know, you have running water, toilet, and all the amenities you would in a regular hotel, really. And so you have those, you have six of those, and then you have two communal pods, which are going to be a dipping pool and a yoga meditation area just to reflect.
Are you going to have someone live there to take care of it, or